You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Loaded up today with great stuff, but I wanted to continue with something we talked about yesterday that just illustrates if we could only connect the dots with the media. We told you about Lincoln High School yesterday, how it was only set up in Mayfair for X number. I think it was 1,700 at one point. They had close to 3,000 there last year. What the heck happened? What did they do? They made kids go to lunch at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. They divided the library into six classrooms and didn't even put in material that would go all the way to the ceiling. So you had six classrooms in there at once. Why? I believe it's pretty obvious. The Inquirer says immigration. I think they mean illegal immigration. So now, this coming school year, they're going to put in 22 trailers. Ever see these trailers? Picture 22 trailers up there at this eyesore in Mayfair. And people are finally becoming aware of this. So I got a tip that what they're calling schools like this, like Lincoln, has become newcomer academies. How do you like that euphemism? I wonder, sitting around the Board of Education, give that man a bonus. Let's call them newcomer academies. Think about that. Now, this is just the illustration here locally of what has gone on nationally. And I plan to expose this as much as possible. It's just the picture of what's happened in America due to Joe Biden, due to Democrat policies. And a lot of these people on paper in Northeast Philadelphia are Democrats. Are they going to wake up and ask themselves, which party, who is it that ends up with messes like this? Is it just out of the blue that suddenly Lincoln has 1,300 or so too many kids? Does that just happen? No. It's a bazaar of all nations up there in Northeast Philadelphia, and I believe a lot of it is people that are not here legally. We had a caller yesterday, Frank from Bensalem, who is a PIAA referee. He's told at a soccer match there, well, don't be saying anything in English to some of these players. They won't understand you. What? Yeah, just think about it. You're a taxpayer. You're in Northeast Philadelphia, probably trying to stay away from some of the worst of Philadelphia. You're still plagued by Krasner, crime. Idiots saying, let's have subways all the way up the Roosevelt Boulevard. Oh, yeah. All the stuff on the Boulevard you have to deal with. constantly with the speed traps, the red light cameras. And then you're told your kid is a freshman at Lincoln. He or she will be having lunch at 9 a.m. This year it'll be better. He or she, if they're a freshman, will be in 22 trailers. Newcomer academies. Now remember, when they put it out in print, I told you about it. Newcomer academies. It just rolls off the tongue, does it not? As exactly what this is about. When do people connect the dots and say, one party does this, one party is all over this. And the other party, at least in Trumpian years, is trying to dig out of this mess, trying to roll back what has been created here, like newcomer academies. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. And we'll get you on board. A couple of other things that caught my attention. Told you last night. Well, first of all, let me pick a bone with Billy Joel. Now, I like Billy Joel. Henry, I don't see you as a Billy Joel guy. Andrew, I'm not sure either. Are you a Billy Joel guy at all?
I wouldn't say like I'm anti-Billy Joel, but I mean, I'm not right, the way some people
are. Had 33 hits that are in the top 40, so yeah, there's that. Several songs are really good. But Billy Joel ought to stay in his own lane, and I'm going to address this because I happened to be flipping through HBO the other night. He's got a documentary out there, and it shows the rise of Billy Joel, how many tickets this guy has sold to outdoor concerts, and it's unbelievable. I think he's sold out probably, they say New York, but I guess it means Madison Square Garden. He's got a streak going of, it might be 40 times. That's pretty hard to do. So in this documentary, a woman writing at the Federalist writes, look, nothing against Billy Joel. I don't have anything either. But in the documentary, he spends time talking about what he did when he went on stage after Charlottesville, what he wore to signify that he was Jewish, that he was supportive. Okay, that's good. But then he launches into what the hell kind of president do we have? And this is a recent documentary, meaning President Trump. How does he say there were fine people on both sides? He said, sometimes there are things that happen and you can't just look away. So if he was talking about the people at Charlottesville, I get it. There was one side of that. But we all know, and of course, I saw a Sunday morning interview. Look, full disclosure, I have a feud with those guys Sunday morning. They bumped me when Queen Elizabeth died. I haven't forgotten about it. They were out here 90 minutes, Henry, in that big room down there with big cameras and guys firing all kinds of questions. I thought I was going to get 3 or 4 minutes. Queen Elizabeth died. That's it. Never to be seen again. It was like an attack on talk radio. So the guy interviewing him, and in the documentary, nobody says anything. My point is, this is one of the worst examples of something that's out there that has become a matter that these people all believe. If you're a talk radio listener to the show, or in general, you know, A, Trump took quite a risk that day by standing in the lobby, I think it was, of Trump Tower, taking on all comers and all questions. And we know the full statement of what he said. I'm not going to replay it and go through all of it. But we know the context was there were two groups of very fine people. He meant, and he specified, we're talking about the people protesting, wanting those statues, the Robert E. Lee statue, to be taken out, and those who think that's a part of history, it shouldn't be taken out. Now, there were the maniacs running around, the tiki boys, one guy with a blowtorch, they had baseball helmets on and stuff like that. And the problem of that day is the state police under the governor didn't move in and stop them. But Trump didn't say anything, say, oh, these are very fine people, the Tiki Boys. Yet Billy Joel not only thinks that, says that, but he gets away with it all over the place, even in a big HBO. Where are the fact checkers on this? My point is there are, look, there are any number of things the other side can joust with Trump on. But stuff like this is just not true. It's just not. And if it gets said long enough, and if you have enough ignorance, like Billy Joel, I'm reading an interview with him in Variety. They don't correct him. They don't say, well, you know, Billy, is that really so that they write, sometimes things happen and you can't look away, he said, wearing a Star of David on his suit during his Madison Square Garden concert a week after the rally in silent protest. I had to do something. I was angry. And then he says, and Trump then comes out and says there were very fine people on both sides. He should have said, those are bad people. Does anybody at Variety or any of these others say, well, maybe not. No, not at all. All right, last night, you can call it dodging a four-year bullet. Kamala Harris on with Colbert. And I want to talk about humor on late night TV because Gutfeld is going to be on with Jimmy Fallon. And I think that's a great move by both of them. It's all about audience. This sanctifies Gutfeld. After all, the numbers don't lie here. As part of the fraternity, Fallon is smart to bring him on, and Gutfeld is smart to go on Fallon. Genius. Jon Stewart, who Charlemagne, you'll see it tomorrow night with Laura Trump, says that's the guy who ought to run for president. Remember we went before that with Jon Stewart? This guy, he ought to be running for president. He says Gutfeld is popular just because he's unrelenting and just the same targets night after night. And we've talked about this. It is a phenomenal thing that Gutfeld has done here. And going on Fallon shows that they recognize this. Does it tell us that maybe Fallon is saying, whoa, I don't want to be canceled either? And maybe there's something here. This is my opportunity to branch into it. It's a smart move to put on someone like this. I told you for Politics and Pints, I'm pursuing John Fetterman. I think it would be incredibly smart for Fetterman. I know it's incredibly smart for me if I can get Fetterman to come to an event. Oh, can't do that. You'll hear some voices say, he'll trick you. Fetterman's going to trick you. No, Fetterman's not going to trick anybody. We're going to agree on Israel, but there are areas that he is far left. So if that happens, I think it's a win-win for both sides. Anyhow, I said yesterday, you watch on Colbert. Colbert and Kamala Harris are going to be up to one thing. She predicted when she ran what Trump would do. They went one better of that narrative. They said it, and then she talked about, essentially, and I'm going to play the cut, even I could not, I am shocked at something, even though I predicted this, this is even more than I could have imagined. Here's what she told Colbert.
Cut nine. Just say this. You are correct that I did predict a lot of it.
Ah, there it is, prediction.
But Stephen, what I did not predict was the capitulation. I didn't predict that.
The people would roll over for this president.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. And perhaps it's naive of me, someone who has seen a lot that most people haven't seen, but I believed that on some level, you know, there should be many who consider themselves to be guardians of our system and our democracy who just capitulated. And I didn't see that coming.
Do you think, you must have some still connection to what's going on in Washington. Do you think that these people think that they can just ride out the storm and everything will be fine on the other side?
I think there are some who do. And I think that it is completely naive. I think there are a lot of people who think they're riding out the storm as an excuse to be feckless.
Feckless. And, there's a new word. Wow. Feckless. Wow. High class. Yes, yes. Feckless.
You know, this is a time for people to, you know, I mean, look, we designed our democracy with three independent co-equal branches of government. I mean, when you see that the president of the United States is trying to get rid of the Department of Education, and Congress has the role and responsibility to stand in the way of that, and they're just sitting on their hands, and then they go on recess because they don't want to deal with transparency?
Yeah. Oh, what an audience. This is comedy gold here. And we'll play you a little bit later on if you missed it. The cackling was unbelievable. Now, look, I don't think it's sexism. A cackle is a cackle. And I think women's laughter can be so appealing. And it can also be the cackle. Hillary is a bit of the cackle, but Kamala Harris, all-time cackler. They went even one beyond what I said. I knew they were going to do this narrative. We predicted this. But then they said, no, we're going to say we couldn't have predicted this. So who's the savior? Kamala Harris is going to go on a two-year listening tour of America. She'll be the savior. All right, side question. We went back and forth. You know what? I have to stop this because I'm up, Andrew, last night for like an hour. The side question usually just comes to me. But after Henry comes up with the girl next door, I start trying to build a better atomic weapon here.
It's only going up from here now.
I'm going arms race going.
On YouTube, I'm going back and forth. My trash can's filled with stuff.
Yep.
But then I happen to see J.D. Vance, I think, to the rescue. He had a great line. He talked about being a VP to Trump. And he said, you know, this is relatively easy. It's like backing up Tom Brady. You know, you're not getting in the game.
Wow.
That was the line, backing up Tom Brady. All right. And, you know, Brady, if you're the backup quarterback, you could be bad. Picture the ultimate. Tom Brady's on a team and the backup is Nick Foles, standing there grinning. Yes. So we are looking not as a backup per se, but as like a junior partner, a sidekick, if you will, all-time sidekicks. I'll take off some of the big ones like Batman and Robin. Robin's the ultimate one that comes to mind. Real or fictional? Nick Foles, I wouldn't like to have backing me up. He's too nice.
Yeah.
And you know what he's going to do if he gets in there? Not for the whole year, but in small sample sizes. Mm-hmm. He just goes nuts.
Yeah.
He'll either throw seven touchdowns or win you a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
He can't be the starter for the year, but you know, if it comes in halfway through, towards the end,
exactly,
oh, it's money.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to take Spock off. I never interviewed Nimoy. I've interviewed, of course, Captain Kirk several times. And he spoke of him as kind of a sidekick, almost on the same level type of thing.
Yeah.
Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two fictional ones off the board here. How about Nick Bradshaw? That name ring any bells to either of you?
No.
What about the nickname Goose from Top Gun?
Oh, there we go. Yes,
yeah, obviously Goose. The partner to Tom Cruise's character, Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Okay.
You know, he's such a good sidekick that 36 years later in the sequel, Tom Cruise is still thinking about him when he goes up in flights. The other one I'm going to take off is Turtle from Entourage, loyal sidekick to Vincent Chase, his driver for many, many years. And what does he get for being that loyal to somebody that famous? Well, he ends up striking a deal with a tequila company through the contacts he's made with Vince over the years. Hits it big, becomes a multimillionaire by the end of the show.
Several sidekicks in there, but I think, I take your point. He didn't get beaten up by, what's-her-name, did he, in that Ronda Rousey?
No. Oh, yeah, that was him.
Oh, it was him?
Yeah,
it was Turtle that was dating
he
her?
Wanted, okay, he wanted to go on a date with her, and he said, all right, 60 seconds in the ring.
Yeah, he had the ring with me, yes. Then Ronda Rousey got knocked out. Thank God the series was over by then. Okay, Andrew, what's yours?
So I got two. I got a real one, and then I got a fictional one. The fictional one, you were talking about Robin being the sidekick to Batman.
Yes.
The guy for Batman who also is also kind of a sidekick but doesn't get as much attention is his butler, Alfred.
Mm.
Okay, very good.
It's a really good one. Raised him and all that good stuff. The real one, I would like to say it's a food, French fries. Goes with anything.
Yeah.
Goes with burgers, goes with pizza, goes with sandwiches, goes with anything.
The French fry is the sidekick.
Yeah.
It's not the star. The French fry is the star. I have a thing about potatoes, as we know.
I'm with Andrew on this one. French fry is only the star in what? Maybe a Permane Bros sandwich or
chili fries.
Chili fries.
But
or
when you
poutine.
Think when I all right, I won't speak for anybody else.
Crab I'll, fries.
Yeah,
shameless plug.
Yeah, but yes. It's like when I think of French fries, like you think of a cheeseburger. What goes next to a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
When you think
fries.
When you think of a cheesesteak or something.
Fun with
no,
that,
no, of course,
that,
yeah.
That was a brilliant observation. Take the next segment off. Not really. that was a good observation. All right, that really so. Being Trump's VP is like being the backup to Tom Brady. J.D. Vance, I wonder how long he worked on that one. Hit us with that all-time sidekick of any sort, real or fictional. And as far as Lincoln, people in the Northeast really have to be in an uprising over this. A newcomer academy. That's the new euphemism. 22 trailers, 9 a.m. lunches. And they're going to tell us about Trump's America, how bad it is. Well, who brings you that? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party in Philadelphia, Sanctuary City. That's what brings you newcomer academies and 22 trailers. Mayfair, wise up and take a look at voting for somebody else. All right, 855-839-1210 at 1230. We'll talk with Congressman Scott Perry, who is a major target of Democrats' big election. Even though we're not anywhere into 2026, it's coming. All that straight ahead.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, it is Dom time. Congressman Scott Perry here. A little bit later, we'll have Dom's Money Melody and a couple of other things. We'll get a winner of the week. But 855-839-1210, you get on board. So Kamala Harris last night, again, is this indicative that she's running for president? Yeah, she knows she has nothing to gain by being governor of California. She'll just spend 2 years trying to pretend that she is the leading figure here. But boy, the narrative was unbelievable seeing this play out. And we have right here in our backyard a real nugget, maybe one of the best that I've seen, of all this talk back and forth about illegal immigration. And this isn't even people meaning harm. We're not talking criminals. There's that. What we're seeing here in Northeast Philadelphia, a place where I think a lot of people are persuadable to stop voting for Democrats, is what Democrats bring you. 22 trailers, the new term, a newcomer academy. Think about that. Paying all those taxes, doing all this stuff. They'll block you from school choice, so you have to send your kid to Lincoln High School. And suddenly it's overwhelmed. Why? Well, it's because of people that have come here illegally. And there's got to be a lot of reasons why they, are in places like Mayfair, lower central Northeast Philadelphia. This is like a snapshot of what's going on here nationally. Picture being in Texas right over the border. We've heard all the stories being inundated. Well, the people of Northeast Philadelphia are inundated. And what does the system tell them? Well, this past year, the system told them, we're going to make your kid have no locker, carry stuff around all day, and eat lunch at 9 a.m. What are they telling them for the upcoming school year? We're going to have 22 of these interconnected trailers in some kind of wild design that filter into the high school. That's what Democrats tell them. That's what the system says. Well, you know, what about the fact these people are here illegally? Well, we can't ask that. We don't want to know that. And we do know it, and we sanction it. We welcome it. This is what illegal immigration does. You don't have to be in Texas to see it. Even the Inquirer says, yeah, it's immigration. They leave out a particular word. So I'm inside this with various people sending me stuff. And again, I'm told that any number of people that are registered Democrats are outraged. Well, how much do you need? We have the fixture of progressive DAs, Larry Krasner. We have something like this right in the center of a neighborhood, Mayfair, that used to be considered, if not Leave It to Beaver, quintessential middle-class Philadelphia. And what's the result? I told you what the school, and this violates zoning and everything else. But they'll make it up because this is what they're about. You know, we go through this a lot. Is it just they grew up Democrats and they're going to continue to vote Democrat? They just can't get it out of their mind. What does it take if your kid comes home and says, oh, yeah, how was school the first day? Well, my lunch is at 9 a.m. I have no locker. You need to be Saquon Barkley to run through the hallways. It's that crowded. Oh, that's nice. I'm going to go and vote for another Democrat. Don't you think it's time for some relief? Don't you think if Judge Dugan ever makes up his mind running against a Larry Krasner, he can't make the point on the things that I'm talking about here right in front of us? Newcomer academies. Unbelievable. All right. 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. By the way, I might have it. I think I have it here, too. Here is an example. We just talked about Kamala Harris and the narrative from that. Here is the you might help me out here, Henry. Sorry, so many of them on here today. This is the woman from Delaware, or the trans person from Delaware, talking about the fact that Republicans are obsessed over all this trans. Okay, we don't have that. Maybe I didn't put it in there. Oh, that's okay. This is cut 16. President Trump has the tariff thing, and this is kind of the best of Trump, asked by a reporter yesterday, well, why didn't you do all these things in the first term? All this tariffing stuff. Here's the exchange.
You're weighing your decision to do that, your authority to do that, based on a 1977 law. It's never been invoked before. Why didn't you invoke this law?
Well, we've been winning all along.
I just want to ask you, why didn't you invoke this law in your first term? You could have taken in billions upon billions of dollars in your first term, but you waited until your second term.
Yeah, because in my first term, I was fighting lunatics like you who were trying to do things incorrectly and inappropriately to a president that was duly elected. And we did do certain tariffs in the first term.
All right. So there is the response from President Trump. All right. Let's get one on the board here. We're looking for sidekicks today. In a moment, we'll go to Congressman Scott Perry. Let's go to Carol in Somerton. Hey, Carol. Good afternoon. What do you have today?
Good afternoon, Dom. One of the oldie guys that Andrew don't even remember, Igor, who is Frankenstein's sidekick, who handed him the axes and all that stuff to chop up people.
Yeah, Igor, come on, Andrew. I have not seen the monster in a sport coat. Igor is the sidekick. All right, that's a good one to start off. Congressman Scott Perry, the Freedom Caucus, one of the Freedom Caucus leaders in a huge battle for that congressional seat in central Pennsylvania and one of the leaders, even on the matter of Epstein and wanting full transparency. He's next here on Talk Radio 12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Damn. All right, time to your Dano show. It's always good to take you inside big issues, big guests with Congressman Scott Perry, one of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus. And someone who tells you how effective he is, that he's one of the number one targets of every Democrat operative in the country. Let's go to Brigadier General, too, Scott Perry. Hey, Congressman, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you. Happy summer to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you, Scott. And again, when you have the target, and you have the you know, it's always to tell when they run the same person the second time around. I guess I don't know if they'll do it three times around, but it tells you this is going to be fiercely, fiercely battled.
It is going to be a fierce battle. We've heard they're going to spend, last time they spent $14 million. We understand they're going to up it to $20 million this time on this South Central Pennsylvania race. And, of course, same opponent. My opponent has now, as I understand it, rented a place in the district. However, she has not sold her home out of the district. So, look, it's the same thing over and over again. It's going to be the same issues, the same complaining, the same, you know, we're against Trump, we're against everything. But they'll never tell you what they're for unless it's things like having men competing in women's sports. That they're going to sign up for. But the rest of it, they're just going to act like they're just like you.
Absolutely. Well, too, this criticism of too pro-Trump, you have been one of the leaders in asking for full transparency around Epstein. And I think that is the position I would hope in central Pennsylvania that people support.
I agree. I've never changed my position. I think, look, the American people deserve to know what happened there. And I'm not saying that I know what happened here, but here's what we know. Epstein is dead and, is accused of child trafficking and other horrific things. Ghislaine Maxwell is in jail. This billionaire that flew around that had acquaintances with a lot of people and allegedly had all these young girls and boys at this island or whatever, and all these other people came, but yet no one else did anything wrong. And, of course, the implication is that he's being shielded or had been shielded by the government because the government was involved. And I think the American people have the right to know whether their government was involved in something so horrific and so indescribably bad as that. And what was the other side of that equation? If we were willing to look the other way as a government on those kind of activities, what were we getting in return? And who was, who allowed that? Who approved that? Who was involved in that? I think those are reasonable questions. And look, if there's no proof of any of that, then I think we'll all shut up and go home, right? But don't just tell us, hey, there's nothing to see here. Like, you know, we'll decide what our eyes can see.
No, exactly. And again, I find it, I'm completely where your position is. Jeff Van Drew is a friend of the show, too, and has said the same things. And the point is that you are not trying to protect the Trump administration or anything else, or anybody, or Democrats. The American people want to know. We want to put this to bed. That's the bottom line. That's all that has to be done.
That's exactly right. Look, we have lost faith with good reason in many of the institutions, law enforcement, intelligence community, over the past, 10 years or so, because we have been lied to repeatedly. We've had the wool pulled over our eyes. We found out after the fact that it wasn't a conspiracy, that, you know, what we believed was at least partially true. And the only way to rectify that and repair that relationship with the American people and the truth that their government is purveying is to put all that out there so that we can see it. Now, I know that some people in the administration become frustrated. I get it. I know that maybe they don't trust the information because it might have been tainted as information in the past has been, like, you know, the whole Russia-Trump collusion thing.
Right.
It was all fabricated. I get it. But look, the American people get it, too. And you can trust them when all the facts are out there to come to the right conclusion. And so if there was nefarious activity on behalf of political operatives for political gain or, you know, to destroy someone else's reputation, we're going to figure that out. But the only way there's ever going to be justice for anybody is for us to see this stuff.
Exactly. I wanted to turn to Medicaid principally, because you were one of the driving forces when we had you on to try to get this square. We're not going to hurt people on Medicaid that are legit, but you're not going to be playing video games rather than volunteering or working a bit under the big, beautiful bill. What kind of response are you getting on the big, beautiful bill? There are several areas, I think, that would have to be positive. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. Are there areas where you think some work has to be done to explain?
Yeah, of course there's work to be done, because while we were hunkered down fighting it out for 7 months or whatever, trying to get this thing across the finish line and make it something that was good and worthy of support, the Democrats and the left were generally out mischaracterizing it. And I'm going to be kind of just use the word mischaracterize things like Medicaid. But, you know, they're not telling you that the program was originally supposed to be for the sick, the infirm, those who can't take of their own health care needs because they've got to take care of children, small infants, and, you know, they have no one else helping them. Their partner in life has left them there or something like that. Those people are now waiting in line where the single able-bodied people without dependents, and mostly males, are the biggest population now on Medicaid. That's not what people don't want to. Everybody wants to help. We want to help our fellow man. We want to help the citizens in our community who have fallen on hard times. We want to help. But what we didn't sign up for is we go to work all day long so that you get free health care and just choose not to work, choose not to go to school, choose not to do anything except take from your neighbor. Nobody signed up for that. So nobody's being kicked off of Medicaid. But if you want to receive the service, you got to meet the criteria. And if you don't have dependents and you can work, if you can volunteer, if you can be in school doing better for yourself, then do that. And the bar is very low, as you know.
Exactly. Congressman Scott Perry with us. Congressman, how big is the issue of illegal immigration? Is it 30,000 foot level in your district, or does it have direct impact? And I'll just give you a for instance. Here in Philadelphia, there's a pretty famous high school, Lincoln High School in Northeast Philadelphia, middle class. Suddenly, because of illegal immigration, last year, incoming freshmen had to take 9 a.m. lunches. And now this year, they're putting 22 trailers in for the freshman class attached to the school. It's creating, and they're calling these newcomer academies. And I haven't found a better example. We know the people in Texas saw this. And when Governor Abbott then sent buses to New York and to Chicago, suddenly it became apparent. How about where you are? How is the issue crystallized there?
Well, it's crystallized in so many different ways. It's probably, I can't cite an example as acute as the one that you just have. But we, you know, I'm in South Central Pennsylvania as opposed to Philadelphia, where, you know, it's a sanctuary. So we have sanctuaries in this district, but it's not the entire district. But look, whether it's crime, whether it's increased requirements for education, whether it's waiting in the emergency room for people that don't belong in our country, but are there for care, you know, we see the impact and we pay for the impact, whether it's for English as a second language, you know, not for in the past, you know, it was one thing when it was Spanish speaking people, like, you know, my mother and my ancestry comes from Colombia. But now your school district has to find somebody that can speak from any one of 149 different countries. And that's a very, you know, that's a burden for them, not only financially, but it's just hard to find those people. Like I said, we all want to help, but the United States is more generous with immigration than all the other countries combined with legal immigration. And yet they still have flooded our country with people that don't belong here, and then they just expect us to accept to go, you know, to the back of the line, so to speak, in our own country, where they've created this second class of people in the United States of America. We don't want any of that.
No, absolutely. So, look, we're with you. You've done a tremendous job of service, both in the military, and I think I've talked with you in national shows, local shows, 50 times. This is a seat we must hold. So if people want to help in any way, shape, or form, or they know people maybe in your districts, Scott Presser talks about that all the time, even if you're not in the district, how to encourage people there about what this is all about. What do we do?
Well, you can, if you're not in the district, look, you can go to Patriots for Perry. That's our campaign side, right? We don't mix official with campaign business, but that's our campaign side. So go to Patriots for Perry and just go there. You can find out how to volunteer, how to help, how to contribute. Like I said, they're going to spend $20 million to try and take this seat in Central Pennsylvania. We can't let that happen. You know that the first order of business in the House of Representatives, if the Democrats take over, is impeachment once again. Your taxes are going to go up. Your regulations are going to go up. Yeah, you think you got enough temporary trailers in the school district now? What if you allow us to lose seats in Pennsylvania in Congress? It's going to be bad. So the impact is on you directly. Patriots for Perry is how you help.
Congressman, have a nice weekend. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
You do. God bless you. You too. Be safe.
Scott Perry. All right, coming up, one of my sources, Henry, now tells me where said trailers are. I will give the location here at Lincoln. If you're driving by, honk at the trailers. They're moving them in. And we were doing the math yesterday. It's still close to, what, 40 kids a trailer?
Yeah, it was like 40.9 kids a trailer.
40.9. I don't know what that 0.9 kid's going to go. There's not going to be a seat for him. They're probably thinking, hey, these kids, you put them in trailers, that's good. Five or six of them won't show up most days. We'll be able to squeeze them.
Yeah, they have
there.
To be betting on truancy at that point.
That's a watchword. We don't have to teach them. We'll make it miserable. Oh, God. Hey, tell me, what does your teacher have up? Oh, it's a trailer. Oh, okay. And they're all going to interconnect and end up at the door somehow or another. That's what the plan is. All right, I'll give you the location of the trailers at Lincoln. We'll take your calls. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. All right, on the trailer watch here with Dom Giordano, I'm told that the trailers are on the Ryan Avenue side where the old teacher parking lot was. I don't know where the new teacher parking lot was, but I am fascinated by the trailer. You could tell even Scott Perry was when we told him about what's going on here at Lincoln, Newcomer Academy. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Yeah, and... Again, next time we have Scott Perry on, I'll ask him as it crystallizes, who does he support in the governor's race? Is he going to endorse? I was told off air yesterday, there are a gaggle of potential candidates, if Garrity doesn't run, that might be able to stop Doug Mastriano. But if she doesn't run, I'm in the camp that says, oh man, here we go. And you know the significance of this. Here's the upside that we have. Mondani is a big upside for Republicans because we're going to run tagging Democrats with that guy constantly. He is where their party is headed, where it has one foot in right now. The downside, though, is if it's the Mastro, that's it. We're going to have to win in some other places then because they're going to pick off some congressional seats here, maybe even Scott Perry's. No fault of Scott Perry. That's just what Mastriano will do. Yet I had somebody calling me yesterday saying, what about Reagan's 11th commandment? Don't speak ill of fellow Republicans. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I agree with more than 20% of what Doug Mastriano says. You know, I can't count upon that 80% thing. He's just wacky in 20%. I don't know about that at all. God knows. I just, the last 10 days, have reached this epiphany here where I didn't think in a million years this guy would be the nominee, and now I'm thinking it could be 50-50 that he will be. The national people are on this. They know that Shapiro's doing anything he can to make him the nominee. And that will just unleash 2 years of hell, I'm convinced, because the odds really go up. I think we can hold the House. I would put us at over 50% chance of holding the House. I think we have the lead there when you look at the big picture. But you pick off three or four seats in a state like this because of this disaster, and now we're back to fighting it out over one seat. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Whether we can't or we shouldn't speak ill of fellow Republicans, the Democrats do ill of fellow Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is walk off that thin white line and you're in a world of trouble. So I think we got that much over them.
Well, my point, Dom, with Mastriano, though, is this isn't, as I said, this isn't like, oh, I agree, you know, if we differ on one thing. But this guy fundamentally has proven himself to be a cancer that will lose us the next few years. That's what's at stake.
Oh, he could set us back a decade.
Yeah.
You know, there's coming back from Mondami. You know, let him run the show for his term and watch what happens to New York. It'd be a perfect leading by example. But Mastriano, like you just said, Pennsylvania came so far to, you know, slip back down rungs of the ladder.
And Joe, you know what? You know when the epiphany hit me? When I saw him give an interview to the Philadelphia Inquirer, I was like, oh my God. I told Ro, and Ro's going, all right. You know what this means? He's definitely running and in the game. He never would talk to the Inquirer. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
That's right. Good point. Dom, my entry today, because I couldn't tell whether you said sidekick or side chick, so I like to think I can encompass both.
All right, outside the box, yes.
With Billy Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, and Joe, you were not a listener then. When I was on WWDB, we got on, Goldberg, Lucianne Goldberg, who was the person who kept the blue dress. And I had sort of a newsreader, I won't give names or anything, we differed on this, who snapped out on her and she hung up. What did I do in that situation? I went to a break, a long break. I got on the number one guest in the world at that point, other than Monica Lewinsky, Lucianne Goldberg, who confided with her and kept the dress. And this person makes her hang up. Oh, my God. Yeah. Good one, Joe. Nice side check. Got you. Thank you, Joe. Have a nice weekend. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board? All-time sidekick. Apparently, J.D. Vance says, I saw this one comment. Yeah, being VP to Trump is like a backup. It's like being a backup to Tom Brady. So that's a sidekick of sorts. Hit us with that all-time sidekick that is real or fictional. Coming up, I have defended Hulk Hogan. It's a shame Dan's not here. I might get a different opinion. I don't know these guys. Henry's not big into wrestling in that manner. I take very seriously. I remember when Chris Christie had the flag at half-staff for Whitney Houston. And Whitney Houston is a top three voice of all time. Her private life, you know, trouble. I didn't think she deserves getting the flag at half-staff. But Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida is flying the flag at half-staff, as I understand it, for Hulk Hogan. I don't think Hulk Hogan gets the flag flown at half-staff. Tell me why you think he does. You think so, Henry?
No, I don't think he should. That's not even his real name.
Yeah, okay. There's that Andrew, the Hulkster.
No, I think it's pretty specifically laid out who it's reserved for and stuff.
Exactly. It should be for fallen officers, military. I don't even know about politicians. Like, you're just some senator from Florida or something. I'm not doing the half-staff.
They do it for former president. Like,
presidents.
I remember in 2004 when Ronald Reagan passed away.
The point is, whenever you have something and you make it broader, you cheapen what that something is. So Hulk Hogan doesn't get the half-staff or his real name. Either way, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.